Am I too Jewish for this crowd? That's another problem I have in the United States. Everybody says too Jewish, too Jewish. The last anti-Semites left in America are the Jews. If a Gentile doesn't like me, they could live without me. But when a Jew doesn't like me in the United States, they all say the same thing. Not for me, too Jewish. I wouldn't mind if he was a little Jewish, but so Jewish. I don't know. They don't mind if you sound Jewish, but they don't want you to look Jewish. Look Jewish is even worse. Jewish women all over the United States are chopping their noses to pieces. They bought the story from the anti-Semites of the world that the Jews are a bad-looking people, that they have long noses, and Jews believe it. They must believe it. Otherwise, why is it that every Jewish yenta is chopping her nose to pieces? Every time you see a Jewish woman in the United States, the nose is chopped up. They all have bandages around their faces. They all look like they were just hit by a truck, maybe. Every Jewish woman in the United States, their nose is getting smaller and smaller. Pretty soon, there'll be no nose at all. Just to go. That's their greatest fear, is that somebody might say, hey, do you think I'm lying to you? Tell me, I bet you it's true even in this country. Does a Jewish woman want to hear that she looks Jewish? I don't think so. You tell any Jewish woman in the United States, you know something? You look Jewish. You'll be lucky if you're not hit by a truck in a second. Every Jewish woman wants to think she looks Hawaiian. Don't I look Hawaiian? People say I look French. I think I look Dutch. Do I look Spanish? You look Jewish, you dreck yente. That's what you mean. Their greatest fear is to do anything that looks Jewish. That's why Jews join Reform temples. That's where Jews go who don't want to look too Jewish or sound too Jewish. They say it's a philosophy of religion. Most of the time, it has nothing to do with philosophy. They just want to make sure they don't sound too Jewish. As soon as they join that temple, they don't feel too Jewish and they're happy. In the other temples, Mishlep Tzachazir. But in the liberal, the reformed temple, they're getting more reform all the time in America. I know one temple so reformed that the rabbi is a Gentile. They have a big sign in the front, no Jews allowed. But that's it. They have reformed temples now that are actually closed on Jewish holidays. And the rabbi always sounds like Shakespeare without a job. Thy walketh thee to those, forketh not to thy, and freaketh unto them. And the congregation will answer, do whatever you want.